Hello, I'm Jerry Smith with the BBC News. Donald Trump's only remaining rival for the Republican Party presidential nomination, John Kasich, has confirmed his withdrawal from the race. Mr. Kasich, the governor of Ohio, made the announcement at an emotional news conference in his home state.
As I suspend my campaign today, I have renewed faith, deeper faith, that the Lord will show me the way forward and fulfill the purpose of my life.
The decision clears the way for Mr. Trump to run for the White House. Gary O'Donohue is in Washington.
Now Donald Trump is the last man standing, having swept aside all before him. Once Senator Ted Cruz had decided to bow out after a drubbing in Indiana, John Kasich, the Ohio governor, had little choice but to follow suit. That makes Mr. Trump the presumptive nominee, and he's already called for party unity and said he'll pick someone with political experience to be his running mate. But some vocal, high-profile Republicans have vowed not to support him.
The governor of the Canadian province of Alberta has declared a state of emergency as a huge wildfire continues to engulf the city of Fort McMurray. The Canadian Prime Minister, Justin Trudeau, says the fire has caused loss on a scale that is hard for many to imagine. The entire city of Fort McMurray has been evacuated and many homes have been lost. Mr. Trudeau said the federal government had offered its complete support.
I've been dealing with offers of support and calls from the Atlantic provinces all the way out to BC as people are looking for how they can support their friends and neighbors as people go through this difficult time. I was on the phone with Premier Notley yesterday afternoon, obviously offering our total support as a government to anything that is needed.
Reports from Turkey say the governing AK party will meet later this month to elect a new chief, following weeks of increasingly public differences between the country's two most senior leaders. The head of the party, the Prime Minister, Ahmet Davutoğlu, is not expected to stand for re-election. Mark Lowen is in Ankara.
Turkey is now in full-blown political crisis, with a late-night meeting between the President and Prime Minister seemingly unable to resolve deep divisions. Reports say the governing AK party will hold a congress in around 20 days, and the current Prime Minister, Ahmet Davutoğlu, will not be a candidate. He has disagreed with the President over various policies and has seemed uneasy about Mr. Erdogan's plan to change Turkey's constitution to a presidential system so as to boost his powers.
The United States says an agreement has been reached with Russia to extend the truce in Syria to include the embattled city of Aleppo. The Secretary of State, John Kerry, said there had already been a marked decrease in the violence, but some clashes were continuing. World News from the BBC. Scientists in Britain and the United States have announced a breakthrough in growing embryos, which they say will improve fertility treatment and revolutionise understanding of the earlier stages of human development. For the first time, embryos have been grown past the point, about a week, when they would normally become implanted in the womb. President Obama has visited the city of Flint in Michigan to promise residents that safe water supplies will be fully restored following a public health crisis caused by lead contamination. He said it was the government's duty to ensure that people had safe drinking water.
I will not rest, and I'm going to make sure that the leaders at every level of government don't rest until every drop of water that flows to your homes is safe to drink and safe to cook with and safe to bathe in, because that's part of the basic responsibilities of a government in the United States of America.
Flint's water became contaminated with lead after the city switched supplies in 2014. An American lawyer has shed light on the circumstances apparently surrounding the sudden death last month of the pop star Prince. The lawyer, William Morsey, told a news conference that the day before the singer died, he'd asked to meet a doctor specializing in addiction treatment. Peter Bowes in Los Angeles has more.
Been able to travel from California to Minneapolis himself, the doctor, Howard Kornfeld, is said by his lawyer to have sent his son, Andrew, with drugs to help the singer deal with a painkiller addiction. He also arranged for a local doctor to see Prince. But when Andrew Kornfeld, who is not a doctor himself, arrived at Paisley Park, he was one of three people to find the singer in an unresponsive state. The official cause of death is still not known.
That was Peter Bowes. And that's the BBC News.